talking about one's basic orientation, one's attitudes toward money. We are talking about cases where one doesn't think of money merely as a means to provide one's basic necessities, such as food or shelter. You mentioned thinking of money as a means of achieving freedom. But for many people, it goes even beyond that. There's a kind of underlying assumption that money can solve all of our problems. And even among Tibetans, even among those who have been exposed to the idea of spirituality and Buddha Dharma, sometimes there's a tendency to feel that if you go to the States and earn a lot of money, then everything will be fine. In fact, there is a modern Tibetan expression for money, which is kundu duntup. Literally, it means that which makes everyone happy and accomplishes all wishes. Clearly, there is a danger when somebody makes such an assumption. Now, in certain countries, this kind of attitude may be understandable from a historical perspective, particularly in those countries in which the society emerged from an economically deprived state. In those societies, the whole focus was geared toward economic development. There was this idea that if economic development is successful, then many of the problems of society will be solved. But even when conditions improved, there was this leftover way of thinking. And I think this was a result of neglecting the development of inner values at the same time. Or one could say this way of thinking is a consequence or a side effect of the inability to recognize the value of inner potentials or inner values such as compassion, tolerance, human affection.
The Dalai Lama continued,
"But Howard, since you are from America, I think you would know better than I do the attitudes in America. In American society, among the affluent people you've met, is there a recognition that they are all very contented? Or are they feeling that something is still lacking, something still missing? They need something else other than wealth. What is the thinking of the majority?"
Once they become rich?
Yes.
Well, in my own case, I've met a number of people with hundreds of millions of dollars and at least one billionaire. And my impression is, being that rich doesn't make that much difference to their overall day-to-day happiness. Still, I know individuals who really enjoy having lots of money. For instance, some of them buy art, and they really get a lot of satisfaction from buying their art. But overall, I think that rich people who are happy are just the same as poor people who are happy. If they give to charity, and if they have good friends and good family relations, they're happy. If they don't, they're not happy. It's that simple. At least that's my impression. But I think that the scientific evidence, the studies, research, and surveys conducted by social scientists are more important than my individual impression based on the few very rich people I've met. In our past conversations that led to our first book, I think we briefly touched on the subject of money. In that book, I quoted some studies that presented evidence that beyond a certain point, at least beyond the poverty level, or once we have our basic needs met, having more money doesn't bring greater happiness. That was a few years ago. Since then, there have been more studies done looking at the same issue. And at this point, the evidence has continued to mount, definitively and conclusively proving that having lots of money doesn't bring more happiness. There is simply no association. For example, just last year, the New York Times reported that real income has risen over 16% during the past 30 years in America. But the percentage of Americans who describe themselves as very happy has actually fallen from 36% to 29% during the same time period. The Dalai Lama nodded thoughtfully as I continued. In fact, the other day I mentioned a survey conducted by the Conference Board that showed that satisfaction at work has been declining over the past few years. That same survey showed that the largest decline in satisfaction came from those with the highest income. Unfortunately, however, these kinds of scientific findings, and even the common folk wisdom that money can't buy happiness, hasn't seemed to really affect the views of society in general. There still seems to be that sense that we would be happier if we were rich. So this brings me to a question. How would you convince someone who is interested in nothing but money to begin to realize that money doesn't bring happiness? To appreciate the inner values that you talk about as being the true source of happiness.
For those who have simply no appreciation of the importance of inner values and no preparedness to even be open to the idea, then it is very difficult to explain.
He uttered quietly, almost as if speaking to himself. Still, what would you say to a person who's